You are listening to the Team DCU podcast.
On today's episode, we are talking about Business Studies International at DCU. And today I'm joined by second year student Laura Foodie. Hello, Laura. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
So, Laura, you are studying Business Studies International right now.
I am, yeah.
How's it going for you?
It's going well so far.
Okay, great. Yeah. Well, we're going to talk all things to do with this course. That's not a Dublin accent.
No, definitely not.
You are from?
Donegal.
Ah, you made the great trip up to DCU.
Oh, yeah. A long one, but well worth it.
Good to hear. What enticed you about the college? What made you travel all the way?
Well, when I was in sixth year, I came up to visit in the open day. And I hadn't properly decided at that stage what I even wanted to study. And just when I got to see the campus, I got to talk to some of the lecturers about courses and everything like that there, I knew from that day on, I was like, that's where I want to be. So like, I think out of the 10 choices on my CAO, the top 8 were DCU.
Wow.
I was like, I don't even mind what I'm studying. I just want to be here, you know.
That is the right answer.
Yeah.
So then you ended up doing Business Studies International. Was that the number one on the CAO?
It wasn't. No, Global Business was actually in front of that.
Okay.
So I didn't get the points for that in the Leaving Cert. So I had Global Business Spain down, and then I ended up with International Business with Spanish. So looking back now, I think I made the right decision, because Global Business, you go away and live in Spain and study there for 2 years, whereas with International, you only go away for 1 year. And I've got so involved with like society life and everything in DCU, so I'm like nearly reluctant about going away next year in third year, because I want to come back to DCU then in fourth year. So I was like, it's definitely the right choice for
These
me this
happen
one
for a reason.
Exactly,
don't they?
Yeah. You don't believe it at the time, like, but looking down the line now, I'm delighted that happened. So
so you're going away next year. We'll talk a little bit about that in a few minutes. Mm-hmm. Let's go right back to the start. So, well, it's not that far back for you.
Yeah.
First year, last year. What should you expect from this course when you come in?
Coming into the course, I was really nervous because I hadn't got a business background at all. It wasn't something I had studied at junior cert level, and Leaving Cert, I only had studied economics, and it wasn't one of my strongest subjects either. So coming in for business, I was like so nervous about studying modules like accounting, finance, human resource management, things like that there that I just hadn't been exposed to before. So I was really, really, really nervous about that. But come the exams at Christmas time and summertime, I felt really well prepared. Like, the lecturers were so engaging, and any questions you had, more than happy to help you out, like with answers and things like that there. So it's definitely, it wasn't something that was top of my list, obviously, at the start, but now I'm delighted that I chose it.
Yeah. So everything is taught from the ground up, basically.
Yeah.
So you have to have, there's no requirements in this course to have business as a subject for your Leaving Cert or such, even though it is a business course.
Yeah.
So that's kind of comforting to know.
Definitely.
And you got on fine with it.
I did, yeah. I was most nervous about studying accounting, and it was ended up being one of my best subjects then, because I think it was the fact I knew so many people around me had already done that, and they were coming in at a level that they had been taught things, but college can be kind of different the way they do things, especially with the business subjects. So things you might have been taught at Leaving Cert and like told to rote learn were kind of flipped on their side. So that was in my favour then, because I was learning everything from you. So,
and then for your language, you chose?
I chose Spanish.
Spanish.
Yeah.
So you're learning that from first year as well.
Yeah. So with the course, there's obviously an array of different languages you can study. So I studied Spanish, and I had done that at Leaving Cert, and I came in at intermediate level Spanish. So I wasn't learning from beginner's level as soon as I came into college again. You can do that with Spanish. You can do it with Spanish, German, Japanese and Chinese with this course. You can come in with no groundwork of a language at all and build your way up. But as I said, I started at intermediate level. So I've just been improving my language skills since I started.
And what's the balance between business and the language in this course?
So your course is kind of divided into two thirds of business modules, and then one third is your Spanish language and culture modules.
Okay. A lot of contact hours with it?
There isn't. With a language, it's a constant thing of you have to be engaged with it like all the time. So we only have about 4 or 5 language or 4 or 5 hours of a language each week. But with that, you're expected to be doing up 10, 11, 12 hours yourself. So whether that be reading magazines in Spanish or news articles, watching Netflix with Spanish subtitles, like things like that there, it all adds up. But that's what you're expected to do a lot more outside of the classroom, because with I always tell people who are looking at this course, when you're in the Leaving Cert, you're doing your foreign language every day, like 5 days a week. You're doing an hour of it in school. It's not the same here. You might have 2 hours on a Monday and 2 hours on a Thursday. In between those times, like you're not being exposed to the language unless you push yourself to go and do it yourself. So it is a course, especially with the language, that you have to be consistent with engaging with the material.
But GCU gives you so many opportunities to get engaged with that. Like there's Spanish Society and all of that as well. Are you involved in that?
I was last year, not so much this year. There's also the Lingua Culture Space, which they opened a few years ago.
Yes.
They encourage students who've come from, who are in Ireland and GCU on Erasmus to maybe like teach Spanish, or they do coffee mornings. They do it with all the foreign languages I know that we study in our course anyways. They have coffee mornings, and they have coming up to times where you might have oral exams. They have conversation classes, things like that there. So that's really helpful. And of course, that adds up to your contact hours every week as well.
Absolutely, yeah. So then looking forward to second year, that's where you are at the moment.
Yeah.
What's the step up from first year?
Step up from first year. If you're coming in a beginner's level, you really do step it up a lot because you're put into modules that are studying business language kind of through Spanish, because next year when you go on your Erasmus, then you have to be learning through Spanish in like say marketing or in HR. Like you'll be doing your modules through Spanish. So people who've come up from beginner level are put into these classes then with people who are intermediate. But I think that's good for them as well, because they see the level that they have to like get up to, and like we're all put into group projects and things together, so we're helping each other and things like that there.
Yeah, and everybody's brought up to the same standard.
Exactly.
I think before you go off and study it then.
Yeah, everyone goes away with the same standard of Spanish. They've actually introduced this year that before we go away on our Erasmus for 2 weeks in August, we each do an intensive language course. So before that wasn't done, you had to go and do that yourself and go to Spain. So they're doing it in GCU. So we come up to Dublin for 2 weeks before we go away. And that'll be really good, because a lot of people won't be exposed to the language throughout the summer. And then they're just straight into Erasmus. Like, so it'll be a serious culture shock. So we have 2 weeks of an intensive Spanish course in August, like right before we go away, so that'll be brilliant to like ease our way in then when we get there.
That will be very helpful for you. Is there kind of more of an emphasis on the language so in second year, just because you're kind of preparing yourself to go away for third year for your study abroad?
I definitely say so. Of course, the business modules are equally as important, like when it comes to getting your marks so you can go on Erasmus, you're not failing anything.
But that's important too,
But definitely the Spanish is, as you said, stepped up a year in second year, because they realise, look, you have 12 months and then you're going to be on your own. We're not going to be here to teach every day. So the language is, it's of extra importance in second year.
Okay, so then I'm sure you're so excited to go away.
I can't wait.
It's for 12 months, is it?
Yeah, so it's two semesters. A lot of people end up then staying on that summer.
Oh, okay.
And they might get work wherever they've chosen to study, or they go traveling around. Like, so I might go traveling around Spain next year. Obviously, I haven't decided yet, but I can't see myself falling away from it too easily to come back here. So
especially while you're over there, you might as well just
exactly,
take the opportunity.
Yeah.
So you're solely over there to study.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you're studying business, but through your language that you've chosen.
You do. You study a few Spanish modules as well, because you have to get your credits for that there. You study Spanish through business, and then some of your modules you can take in English. So and a lot of them tend to be modules that you might have been exposed in DCU before you went over there. So you'll have a bit of a knowledge before that as well. That really helps. I know from reading blogs of people that have been over there before, that's what they get the students on Erasmus to do blogs, so that you can see what's going on and know what to expect. So from reading them and seeing what kind of modules they advise you to do, they've said a lot of the time that stuff you've covered in DCU, you'll be able to use again in third year. And that's obviously helpful then when you're thinking about exams and things like that there. You don't have to learn everything from scratch. You're able to go to the beach or hang out with your friends for
and
a while extra.
Yeah, exactly. Enjoy it in the sunshine because you don't get it here.
Oh, I know.
Do DCU kind of help you sort out what college you're going to go to and stuff like that? Like, you don't have to do it all yourself.
Yeah,
your
which is
abroad.
It's great. So it's this time of year now, just after we get semester one exam results, Erasmus places are given out. So that's based on your grades in first year. They give you a list of places you can go. They say, okay, five people can go to Valencia, six people can go to Madrid, things like that there. So people tend to like stay with their friends maybe or things like that there. And they're sorting out different forms and everything now. So in the next few weeks, we'll be getting in contact with the actual colleges ourselves and sorting.
It's going to get real then.
Oh, yeah.
But it's all something to look forward to.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
So then taking a look then when you come back after your amazing year abroad and have to do final year, what is final year? Do you have to do a thesis?
So in final year, I'll come back and I'll be able to specialise in business economics, finance, management, human resource management, or else marketing. So one of those five I'll be able to choose. And as well as that, you'll still be studying your Spanish modules when you come back, obviously to a higher level, because when you come back from your Erasmus, you're expected to be proficient in your language. So yeah, I haven't decided myself what I'm going to specialise in yet, but There's plenty to choose from anyways.
And
yeah,
plenty of time as well. Yeah. Maybe when you go abroad now next year and you're kind of studying in the language, yeah, you might get a better idea of it as well. DCU Business School has a massive reputation all around the world as well, and I think that that would really help.
Oh,
when
definitely,
you go to study,
yeah,
this degree.
So the business school actually has an accreditation by the Association to Advance Collegiate Schools of Business. So it's the AACSB accreditation that they have. It's actually the world's oldest and most prestigious global accrediting body for business schools. And it's widely recognised as the hallmark of excellence in business education. And it's been earned by less than 5% of the world's business schools. So
very impressive.
We're right up there, you know.
So that's definitely going to help you when you go off, finish your degree, graduate,
yeah,
and then look towards your career, I suppose.
That's
so
it.
We'll have a little chat about what exactly you can do with this degree. It sounds like it's quite broad, but in a good way. There's lots that you can go into.
Yeah. People always told me when I was looking at international business that in a global business force workforce, people are looking for graduates who have cultural experience, because especially like things like Erasmus, coming back to that. So when you're going on Erasmus, you have to adapt to a whole new culture, different ways of working. Obviously college, you're really changing your whole lifestyle when you're putting yourself in that situation. So you could go on to do international marketing, international relations, law, management, HR, and you're working with big companies. Obviously the DCU Business School has great links with the big companies, and not only in Ireland but like across the pond. Like, you know, you have the likes of Google that are here in Ireland, Apple are here, Deloitte, Accenture, PwC. Trying to think of them all now.
There's so many to,
yeah,
choose from.
And of course most of them are multinational companies, so working working with them, and especially when you have the foreign language, you could end up absolutely anywhere.
And it's a great thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I wanted.
Can you see yourself working in Ireland, or can you see yourself working in Spain in the future, do you think?
I can definitely see myself working in Spain for a while, but yeah, I think I'll always be coming back home, you know, in the
back
end.
To Donegal.
That's it. Maybe not that far. But yeah, definitely can see myself going abroad to work.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's talk about requirements as well for this course. We've kind of mentioned the fact that you don't need business.
Yeah.
What are some of the other requirements that you need?
So you need to get a minimum of an O4 or a H6 in maths. And then as well as that, you need to get a H4 in a language other than English or Irish. So that could be your French or your Spanish or German. That's all you need. And last year, the points for the course were 440. It's really for anyone that I had a love for the language and I wanted to do something alongside that. And I was like, sure, I'll give business a go. And it's going well so far for me. So
good. I'm delighted anyways. Well, Laura, best of luck with second year and with the rest of your course. And if you want to know anything more about Business Studies International, you can email studenthelp@dcu.ie. Thanks so much, Laura.
Thanks very much.